Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've had a bad day, you might feel this justifies treating yourself, getting a takeaway instead of cooking, opening a bottle of wine or whiskey, depending on how bad the day was. A study in a UK university found that most people do this and that the takeaway was the most common form of self-gifting, either as consolation or celebration. The psychologist, Dr. Claire Cambametu, has just finished tucking into a duck and plum sauce. Good afternoon, Claire.
And a bottle of whiskey, Sean.
Good for you. So I'm hoping to get some frank answers from you then. Apart from whether it's good for your health doing this or not, but psychologically, is it good for you?
That is a very good question. Is it good for us? I think it's really important that we don't pathologize the normal stuff that we all do. As I think back to last week when I had a takeaway, Love is Blind, and my phone in one hand, doing all of those things that, you know, we think of as not being very good for us. But actually, these habits that we have, that we formed, are often like medicine. They're a way of reducing our stress response. They're a way of helping us to feel better or to manage difficult days. After a long or intense day, most people want to come home and their brain starts to look for low effort or low reward or high reward choices. And that's when we do these things that feel like they're not the good things to be doing, but actually really help us on a psychological basis.
Right. So that would imply perhaps that you have to choose carefully when you indulge yourself this way.
Again, I think it comes back to like, when is a problem a problem? And a problem is a problem when it's a problem, if that makes sense. So if we're doing things like watching a television program that feels a little bit guilty, or buying a takeaway, or having the odd drop of whiskey, and it's not causing us a problem, we're not, losing our jobs or our relationships or creating mental health or physical health problems, then all of these things are okay to do. I think where people need to become conscious of what they're doing is where difficulties and problems are starting to arise in their lives because of the things that they're doing. And then, yes, it becomes important to pay attention and become more conscious.
Yeah.
But I think if somebody's following that urge to just come in and go, oh, my favorite show's been on and I've recorded it, I'm going to sit down and have something nice to eat and watch it. Like, fair.
Yeah. No. And the reason I asked you that question is that there was an interesting kind of side note. Now, they only gave them a list of things to choose from. But the research also found that that people no longer saw online shopping as a treat. So that, like, retail therapy, as it used to be called, and that's become so and that they do it on any day. So that's become so normalized, that's not a treat anymore. And so, you know, I suppose what I'm wondering is that if you buy yourself a takeaway too much, then you're going to need something else because that's not a treat anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we're doing all of these things because of what are called habit loops. So habit loops are where there's a cue. So something like stress or boredom, maybe the time of day or the environment. And then we engage in this kind of routine. So that might be scrolling, buying stuff online, ordering a takeaway, snacking, smoking, drinking. And then we get a reward. So the reward might be relief, distraction, pleasure. And that makes us feel different, or our brain releases different chemicals, things like dopamine, oxytocin and endorphins that make us feel really good. So I guess for some people now, online shopping has become just part of their normal daily life. Like most people, well, I get quite excited about going into the supermarket and wandering up and down, down aisles. But lots of people don't really enjoy doing their grocery shopping online. Or I suppose we can also associate online with things like paying bills and stuff that doesn't make us feel very good. And so how much we enjoy something is going to depend on the reward that we feel from it, whether or not it's providing us with that emotional reward, like a relief from stress or boredom or whatever, or it's distracting us from something painful going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, but if it's just a routine thing, then it's not really as rewarding.
Yeah, no, because I took it to mean, you know, buying shoes rather than doing your big shop kind of thing. That's no longer seen as a reward.
But it depends on how much you like shoes.
Yeah. But if, say, every Friday night and Saturday night, you always get a takeaway and you always get, and you always open a bottle of wine, you know, does the dopamine hit from that reduce over time? And then, you know, next thing you know, you're buying heroin.
I don't know if the pathway to buying heroin would be so straightforward. But I think that over time we can certainly get used to particular substances, like things like alcohol, things like sugar, and we do start to crave more in order to get the same dopamine hit. So that's a fair point, that over time our tolerance, as it's called, increases. I'm not sure if it's the same for takeaways, because I guess people might decide that they're not going to get the same takeaway every weekend. But for certain things, yes, we can start to need more of those substances in order to feel the same. But I think it can, that what you're talking about there is the environment, which is the cue. So like on a Friday or Saturday night, if we're used to getting a takeaway, then perhaps on a Thursday or a Wednesday, we're going to start anticipating that. And then already our body and our brain are kind of urging us towards that dopamine hit. So that's, we'll notice, we'll start to think about it more. We might start to plan a little bit more around it. And our brains, I think sometimes when people, especially at this time of year, go, oh, I'm going to change all these habits, I'm not going to eat takeaways anymore, I think it's really important to understand that actually our brains are primed to just run with our habits. Like 40% of the time, our brains are just running on autopilot, doing things that it's learned to do. And that's because we're trying to save energy all the time, and our brain just prefers that autopilot in order to do that. But what it means is that it can be tricky to change those Friday or Saturday night habits. But we also shouldn't just beat ourselves up too badly about them if they're not causing us problems.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Don't worry about going straight to heroin.
No.
You're doing that on a Friday or a Saturday night.
I remember once having a conversation with somebody about, you know, drinking at home. And he said, yeah, I thought I should got down when I was convinced myself that the weekend started on Wednesday. And does it also, if you give yourself that treat after a bad day, does it work? Like if you've lost your job and then, you know, you go home and you console yourself, you get a takeaway or you have a glass of wine or whatever. The next morning when you wake up and you have to confront that again, does it still feel as bad, or can the fact that you kind of rewarded yourself a bit the night before help?
These types of rewards are good short-term rewards. You know, it's not gonna solve our massive problems. But if we're engaging in these types of things over time, what it does is that it kind of hardwires those pleasurable experiences in our brains. So our neural circuitry for things like managing our emotions, for resilience, for joy. If we're doing things that help us to de-stress and to feel joy on a regular basis, that kind of neural hardwiring happens, and then it makes it more easy for us to access that pathway, for us to feel those things. So it's not going to solve your problems. I think most people would argue that online retail and social media and like watching Love is Blind, which is one of my personal guilty pleasures, is not going to get you a new job or even make you feel very good if you do it for a long period of time. But in the short term, there's no issue with it. And yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah. That's the second time you've mentioned Love is Blind. I don't think you're that guilty about it, Claire, to be honest.
I'm going to get a confession out of you. I want you to go, oh yeah, I watched that too.
Claire, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Claire Campometu, clinical psychologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.